For this next story about birds, we're reconnecting with a marine biologist named Hugh Griffiths. I first spoke with Hugh back in February after he and his team discovered sponge-like animals living on rocks far beneath the ice shelf in Antarctica. Well, it turns out Hugh is also a bird lover and a fantastic photographer. He's converted a window bird feeder at his home in Cambridge, England, into a photo studio. We're obsessed with it. And so, Hugh Griffiths, welcome back to Here and Now.
Hi, nice to be back. How you doing?
Yeah, doing well, thanks. And I did not expect, if we had you back on the show, to be talking to you about this. How did you come up with this idea to photograph birds through your window?
If you're a sort of person who gets to go outside a lot, like I do with my work, and to get on long trips and to see lots of amazing wildlife, being trapped in a semi-detached house in Cambridge is a bit of a shock to the system. So after a few months of lockdown, I really started to be a bit more creative about the wildlife I was getting a chance to see. So instead of being something in South America that I've trekked for days to see, I'm making the most of what I've got in the garden.
All right. So this is clearly a pandemic hobby. Walk us through your setup. How do you attract these birds to your window?
It all started when I got a bird feeder, and we've had bird feeders in the garden before, and we have some pretty badly behaved squirrels, grey squirrels that have sort of taken over the UK. And so we decided to get one that we could put on this large glass door that we have. And once we put a feeder on the window, we had a way of watching the birds feeding. So it was a really nice thing to be able to see that to begin with. And then I thought, well, actually, I could probably attach my phone to the window and start getting some really cool images.
So you're using your phone. That's unbelievable because the images are so clear. The pictures, the video, all of it. And that's just with your phone?
Yeah, that's the amazing thing about this, isn't it? Something that pretty much anybody could do with only spending, you know, a few dollars on getting one of these plastic bird feeders with suction cups on it. And it's really low tech. I started off by just simply getting adhesive tape and taping my phone against the window and then just leaving the high quality video running. But then I started to play with the settings on the phone, and you know how you can kind of hold down on the screen to make it focus, and putting one hand out the window and actually putting my fingers where the birds would be when feeding so that I could focus just on that rather than working on the autofocus. From there, it's just playing with it and trying different types of food and different positions for the camera. And it's amazing how good a subject these birds are because they just keep coming back.
I want to talk to you about some of the images that you did capture here. But first of all, do you step away from the camera then so that they can't see you in front of the glass or behind the glass?
Yeah, for a lot of the species, the more nervous ones, you have to kind of, I go and do my work. I can leave it running for 20 minutes recording. And I see them coming and going from a distance, but I don't go near. But the robins, the little red-breasted European robins, they don't care about me. I got glared at by one yesterday when I was putting the food out a bit late in the morning. So some species really don't care. And other species took a while to get used to where the food was, let alone the camera and things.
Hugh, you make a really good point because with the robin glaring at you, the thing I'm most intrigued by is the drama that is, you know, captured in your own little backyard in Cambridge. I love the slow motion video of a robin that's coming in for a landing. There is the blue tit in a robin in a fight right in front of your window that you captured on camera. I mean, what are some of the moments that surprised you the most?
I've seen kind of three or four way fights for the food between starlings, sparrows, and different types of tits. And then you have this kind of invasion of this jay, a Eurasian jay, which is about 5 times bigger than the rest of the birds. And it comes along and just swallows most of the food whole and takes it away to bury. And so you get these kind of domestic fights between animals of the same species, then other ones where they're not afraid to just fly at the other bird and kick them in the head to knock them off the food and stuff. And then you have stupid birds like the collared doves and types of pigeons, which will land on top of the feeder but not realize the food is underneath them. And they just look blankly at me through the window as if to say, where's all this food that all the other birds are getting?
We're going to link people to your work at hereandnow.org. Before I let you go, though, I got to ask you, you know, you're a marine biologist. Most of the time you're sort of working with animals underneath the water. You obviously have an interest in the natural world, but what have you learned about birds through watching them during the pandemic and taking images of them so closely? I mean, what sort of revelations have you had?
I don't know if there's any revelations, but I definitely think that thing about birds just being avian dinosaurs really comes to life when you see them up close and you get close-ups and slow motions of their movements, and it's all a bit Jurassic Park for my liking.
Hugh Griffiths is a marine biologist who takes just incredible photographs and videos of birds in his backyard through a window bird feeder. We're going to show you how to do it at hereandnow.org and link you to some of Hugh's pictures on his Twitter feed and his videos. Thank you so much, Hugh, for walking us through this. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.